This is CliffCentral.com.
Why save a little chalette and Thea? Why save a little chalette and Thea?
What's happening, Anthea?
Morning, Gary.
So serious after that
Good.
Great song.
I know, the only asset manager in the country.
Right. Everywhere she goes, people greet her with this song. Like the way the president walks. All right, so what were you saying?
Well, it's all good news, really, because of my day.
Wasn't Friday great? I looked at my screen. I was so excited.
You, yeah. 1,491 rand it closed on Friday, so you've done very well, right?
Yeah.
Trading higher in Asia, 3% higher in Asia this morning. So I think we'll share very soon.
Right.
Very exciting. So I think it was back of the U.S. non-farm payrolls. Unfortunately for them, that 155,000 new jobs were created in August. We were expecting, and did, was that it drove investors to emerging markets. And so, of course, the rand was stronger on Friday. Our market was higher. These U.S. non-farm payrolls, all it's done is confirm, in inverted, a rate hike in the U.S. in September. So now we're looking forward. Janet Yellen said, it's time. I think it'll be December at least now. So right. the Fed meeting of this month.
Nice.
But nothing will happen.
You don't think so?
Almost 8% on Friday. And this is a bit odd because the share went X rights. In other words, if you were owning PPC shares, it fell by the kind of, what do I call them? So if you were holding PPC shares, you are no longer your rights in the new issue. Remember, they're issuing at 4 rand a share, right? And so what happens
is
you have something called null paid letters. And so instead of the trade, these null paid letters.
Yeah.
And PPC on Friday from 9 rand something. And then the null paids are trading. If you want to get, if you want to buy or take up more shares in the pays, the code on the JSE is actually PPCN, N for null paid. So they will tell us the the rights issue on the 19th of September. The null payouts will disappear and PPC will just be issued more shares into the market.
Buy some?
You know, I'm tempted to. I really, and it almost looks cheap. My concern is still about the African operation. Years ago, I loved the share. I really did love the share because they were doing, since they were getting in kind of Cote d'Ivoire, where there's huge growth going on, by the way, and also Ethiopia. The margins they were getting on a bag of cement, like, I think it was triple.
Wow. Okay, so if they expand that, there could be
delays in that, in the building of the plants. And also, there's a lot of competition, Lafarge and all these. So,
come on, Anthea, give us a definitely buying some. And one being, I won't touch it. Five is in the middle. Where are we?
No, I'm going to stay away from it.
Okay, four.
For now. Right. And then remember last week we spoke very briefly on the Atlas Mara. They reported results. Their earnings was down 73%. Last week, the PIC, because you know he was trying to buy the Barclays from Barclays PLC. Mm-hmm. And then the PIC, who managed the government, they were saying they wanted to put together, they wanted to Africa Group, South African, and they were trying to put together a group of black. Last week they announced, or I'm not sure if it was an official announcement or if it was just, that actually they haven't been able to do it because this group of investors have not been able to. And then on top of that, there was also the Dubai-based Abraj Capital stood in buying the Barclays stake, but they actually let their exclusivity now suddenly going from having three and maybe even four potential buyers PLC, which is the Barclays. Looks like there's nobody. So I think what they're going to be cut into the market so that market participants, if they want to, can buy some. It's fairly indicative of what's going on in the market about financing. And it's not that it's a bad company or that they're not making money. It's that Barclays have to hold an extra £650 million on their balance sheet in capital against anything kind of against their business here and money in cash.
Yeah.
You're not making it work for you. It's
that's
just
not good.
And that's why Barclays PLC are trying to sell.
Right.
Investment or on their assets.
And whoever buys it will end up with the same problem. Don't touch it.
So for a big company, yeah. But if you were investor buying it, then why not, right? If they're making decent returns.
Yeah, I'd say stay away from that too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, actually, I'm a bit nervous of these banks at the moment, right?
So, all right.
It's UI. It's a local insurer owned by OUTsurance, 3% owned by RMI, Rand Merchant Insurance Holdings. I like RMI, that is. They also own 25% of Discovery Momentum. They own a business called Alpha Code, which stuff.
Yeah.
programming innovation. And so this UI business are Face Techniques, and what they've done in the past is that I know it's
insurance.
So, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So what they do is it's a phone. Most people are so motivated to sell that they're actually signing up clients. And they've already pleaded guilty to 15 cases. In 140 people in Australia came forward and said they've done the same tweak. I was a bit worried about it. I thought unlisted businesses have got huge upside potential, like Outsure, and kind of even though they're listed, there's big green fields out there and they're in globally. So it should add quite a lot to RMI's share price. But I held on and I'm glad I did. The share came off a little bit. But so it's so difficult to quantify whether or not UI are pronounced. It's spelt Y-O-U-I.
Mm-hmm. Why has Steinhoff had a sudden drop? What's going on there, Anthea?
Surprise, because the rand is so much stronger, or has been so much stronger. And then, of course, 2 weeks.
Because that's a
and
hedge, right?
Yes, it's a rand hedge. And then also the acquisitions, which should only become fruitful in the next 6 months to a year. This is this big Mattress King business. So it's I would sit tight. No, don't kind of. That's the thing with shares, right? In a straight line. And what you don't want to do is sell at the bottom. That's the.
All right, last little bit before we get out of here. The battery blowing up. How did that affect Samsung's shares?
Okay, so
in South Korea,
this was fairly huge. Cause, recall 2.5 million of these new big screen notes. Samsung have 24% of the smartphone market. Apple has 17% of the new iPhone release this week. And when they asked them to do this recall, the spokesperson said it's a heartbreaking amount.
Uh-oh.
So it'll be about $1 billion worth.
Oh, that's going to hit you.
5% of Samsung's net income, $28.6 billion.
Zero.
Kind of before I go. For every Samsung's Note 7 dollars in revenue and $108 in what they make, $108 from one phone.
That's a lot.
Which is why I put it out there, because I thought it was quite a big number when I saw it. And, you know, it's more than just the cost of the $1 billion. I think it's Samsung. So the share came off a little bit, but it's fine. It's back. In the last 5 years, the Samsung share is up 110%. It's up 363%. So not exactly like our Naspers or any of those, but not bad. And it's very much a family run. Yeah, I think they'll carry on, and it'll be a reputational thing. My pleasure.
Quick look at what's going on in the markets. The Money Shot Daily, it's just between 6:30 and 6:45 on Mondays on touchcentral.fm.
This is cliffcentral.com.